This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Nina Naidu, a board-certified plastic surgeon that has her own practice in Manhattan, New York, that is back with us to talk to us about breast lifts. Dr. Naidu, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. So, for starters, what is a breast lift and what are the benefits of this procedure?
A breast lift is a surgical procedure in which the breast tissue is physically moved higher on the chest wall. There's typically a need for this after a woman has breastfed, after she's had children, and she notices that her breasts have descended. The benefits are that the breast is moved into a more aesthetic position, and in addition, the breast seems a little bit fuller since it's now brought back into the correct position.
And what makes a woman a good candidate for a breast lift?
The best candidates are women who are healthy and who don't smoke, who have finished having their children, and who are not going through any significant weight gain or loss. The patient should be healthy and just have noticed that her breasts have descended.
Dr. Naidu, what is the recovery process like? Will scars be noticeable? What are the risks and side effects, and when can patients return to work and or strenuous activity?
The recovery process is fairly straightforward. It's an outpatient procedure that only takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours, so patients do go home the same day. I typically will tell my patients to take a nap for about 2 to 3 hours and then get up and go about their normal activities. I do ask patients to avoid any strenuous activity for 2 to 3 weeks. There are noticeable scars in the breast around the nipple areolar complex and typically straight down along the breast. However, those do tend to fade with time. Typically, after about a year or so, they will begin to fade up quite nicely. The risks of surgery are the same as for any surgery: risk of bleeding, risk of infection, risk of scarring. In some cases, there may be decreased sensation to the nipple areolar complex, although that is fairly unusual. There are really no side effects of the surgery per se. In general, patients are quite happy with the new aesthetic appearance of their breasts. And I do let patients go back to work within 3 to 4 days.
Excellent. And lastly, can breasts be enlarged at the same time as being lifted, and what other procedures can be done at the same time?
Yes, the breast can definitely be enlarged at the same time as being lifted. As I mentioned, the breast will look a bit fuller just from having the breast brought back up on the chest wall. However, many patients do opt to have an implant put in at the same time. This is typically needed if there's been a congenital breast deformity or if the patient has gone through pregnancy and has breastfed. Other procedures that are typically done at the same time may include a tummy tuck or liposuction. However, you're really not limited. As long as the patient is healthy and an additional procedure doesn't add too much time to the anesthesia, patients can really go through other procedures. Other things that I've done at the same time include rhinoplasties and eyelid surgery. So there's really no limitation in terms of what can be done as long as the patient is under a safe anesthesiologist.
If you would, once again, tell our listeners where they can get more information about your practice in Manhattan, New York, and also how they can be in potential contact as well.
The best way to get more information is to go straight to our website at www.naiduplasticsurgery.com. You can also feel free to call our practice at any time, 212-452-1230. We'll be happy to give you more information and to show you before and afters and to tell you about what these procedures entail.
Certainly appreciate, once again, the helpful information for our listeners. And Dr. Naidu, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Nina Naidu, a board-certified plastic surgeon who has a plastic surgery practice in Manhattan, New York, specializing in breast augmentation and congenital breast deformities. And once again, the website of reference is naiduplasticsurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.